local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:05, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill's forecast on the way in just a second. It is 52 now at our studios, and breaking news saw that there had been an explosion near the U.S. Embassy in Tunisia. That's all the information we have on that right now. We'll be getting more here coming up probably in the next 15 minutes on that story. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's traffic with Kane.
For the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center, we do have a new accident with injuries at Old Shelland Foreman. Officers are on the scene, also at Airport and Ashton Road. Looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway with no major backups or delays. From Tillman's Corner, Theodore, north and southbound 65 from Saraland all the way to the 65 split. Modern Limousine and Taxi in Mobile is your full-service limousine, shuttle, and taxi service. Weddings and proms are around the corner. Reserve the Ford Excursion Limo that holds 20 or the luxurious Lincoln Town Car. See their fleet at moderntaxiandlimo.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be breezy with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. She's the leading educator and retailer of hemp CBD products in South Alabama, and she's on a mission to change the way we look at cannabis. Jennifer Boozer presents Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. With guests from every corner of the hemp industry to advocates for legalization, Jennifer leads the discussion of all things cannabis in Alabama. Join Jennifer Boozer every Monday at 7 p.m. for Sweet Home Cannabama on FM Talk 106.
707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Friday style. Means our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, has our weekend weather scale coming up. Plus, we'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM. Alec Naaman knows what's cooking, and there's lots to talk about in international news. Also, as we are moving towards March 31st, and the two big runoffs here, of course, the Senate primary runoff for the Republicans with Tuberville versus Sessions, and the AL1 Republican House runoff between Jerry Carl and Bill Hightower. We'll talk more about those coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, and always take your calls and text at 343-0106. Need to add this in, just came in on the phone lines. There's a truck that's broken down southbound the Beach Express, Foley Beach Express, right by the entrance of OWA. I don't think it's been an accident. The caller just said the truck is broken down, but it's obviously going to be a traffic issue. Truck broken down at the entrance to OWA, southbound Foley Beach Express.
Yep.
We'll add that to the
I think
the
you said
list.
right side of the road there.
Yeah, southbound.
Southbound.
Yeah, southbound. So you must be pulled over on the right shoulder.
Yeah, right shoulder.
All right. On the way, Senator Elizabeth Warren, big surprise, reassessed and got out of the race, but will she endorse?
Has anyone reassessed and jumped right back in?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, that would be very funny. We're reassessing our campaign right now. We're good. We're still in. That's things you don't hear. Also, oil prices. This is as we're talking about the very volatile stock market, and you look at commodities as well. Oil prices have been dropping, and I heard an expert out here, and we'll get to the story, said prices could be back in the mid-$40 per barrel. Which means, you know, continued falling gasoline prices. I paid $2.02, I think, last night.
Wow. $2.02
or $2.03. And there's places in the United States that most likely will mean Mississippi and Oklahoma. They seem to usually have the lowest prices in the country. There's probably places there under $2 a gallon. So good news there. On the coronavirus front, a case of coronavirus in our area now, in our listening area, in Pensacola. Said not a lot of details here. 70-year-old man with coronavirus, too sick to speak, they said, in our area. I think 9 cases total in the state of Florida. All right, coming up in sports.
Former Alabama defensive lineman arrested trying to get a gun on a plane, and two-time MVP Steph Curry finally makes his way back out onto the court after missing 4 months with a broken hand. I'll have all the information on that coming up on sports.
All right, and speaking of coronavirus and the worldwide response, I thought this was telling for a couple of reasons. Number one, the story has some good information from the World Health Organization, and the WHO praising President Trump and the administration's response to the coronavirus. Here's Jim Root from Westwood One with more.
Before we get to that dispute, WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says countries that involve government leaders, healthcare professionals, and citizens, and not just leave it up to the healthcare professionals to address the coronavirus outbreak, are doing it right, and mentions specifically the U.S.
President Trump himself, and also for designating the vice president and making the response every citizen's business. These are the approaches we are saying are the right ones. If we do that, we can push back on this virus. We can be successful in the containment strategy.
Dr. Tedros says those countries that don't have this kind of comprehensive approach, and many do, he just singled out the U.S. as a prime example of one of the right ones, those who don't are setting themselves up for a widespread epidemic and could force the world into a pandemic. Yet some countries are already considering it a pandemic and say there is nothing that can be done. Dr. Tedros says that's not true. Containment still should be the focus.
The worst thing that can happen to any country or even any individual is giving up. So WHO is saying, don't give up.
It's not that countries should not prepare.
So activate your emergency plans through that whole government approach. Educate your public so that people know what the symptoms are and know how to protect themselves and others. Increase your testing capacity. Get your hospitals ready. Ensure essential supplies are available.
Now for that dispute, the WHO's death rate number of 3.4% is based on science and evidence. On Fox News, the president's death rate number of
way under 1%
is based on,
this is just my hunch.
He did say that hunch is based on, quote, a lot of people who do this, end quote, but didn't name who those people are. He also hinted that in spite of the WHO and CDC saying if you're sick, stay home, the president told Fox,
some of them go to work, but they get better.
Again, healthcare professionals say if you're sick, stay home. I'm Jim Roop.
All right, 712 FM Talk 106.5. They can't cut President A's slack. I will say this, that the president says things quite often. You're like, oh my gosh, just. But the point is, what has he done? He's put into motion a program to deal with this that the World Health Organization, not exactly people that show up at Trump rallies, are saying Trump administration is doing the right thing. An example here on how to deal with the coronavirus. Hey, and speaking of people being, this is just a question that popped up. I saw this yesterday. Let's say people would be quarantined with the coronavirus going forward. Should they have to wear ankle monitors? Because you had this story about a woman who had coronavirus and then they said, you know, stay at home, don't go anywhere. And then she went to some party, some college party or whatever. What about that? If you have, down the road, if they have coronavirus, because they're saying, well, we need to put ankle monitors on these people to keep them at home. Is this, China, totalitarian regimes probably have a lot easier time dealing with something like this than places where we have this freedom thing. Would you sign on for people wearing an ankle monitor if they're quarantined for coronavirus to make sure they don't leave the home?
Well, you know, we've seen video in China of them yanking people out of
hauling
cars
people, yes,
and homes and throwing them in trucks like they're being kidnapped.
Y'all, it's not one world, y'all.
And I definitely don't want that. The ankle monitor thing, I mean.
What? So you would, if somebody, so what happens? The doctor says, you go in, the doctor says, yes, you have coronavirus. Here's your ankle monitor. Mm. You're now a ward of the state? Would you sign?
Maybe
there's
not.
People out there. I mean, I don't know what to do to deal with this, but there's a lot of people that are ready to sign on to putting ankle monitors on people that have a virus.
I think that would keep people from going to get tested.
Bingo.
If they were worried about getting ankle monitors.
You're probably right. 715 FM Talk 106.5 News is next.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The first case of coronavirus has been reported in the News 5 viewing area. Santa Rosa County man in his 70s is being treated at Baptist Hospital in Pensacola. He had traveled internationally and is reportedly too sick to answer questions, but is isolated inside the hospital. 9 Florida residents have tested positive for the virus. 5 of those are quarantined outside the state.
A murder suspect is in Metro jail this morning awaiting a bond hearing. 26-year-old Christopher Kern is accused of beating a woman to death with a baseball bat. Deputies say it happened as the victim was in her own bed. Deputies identified the victim as Latasha Johnson. When they arrived, Kern was still there and was arrested. Deputies say they've been called to that same home in Irvington three times in the past year for domestic violence calls. Friends, family, and fellow officers gathered at Olive Baptist Church to honor Officer Stephen Grogan Thursday. The Pensacola police officer died last week after battling an aggressive form of brain cancer for the second time. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The folks at Pro Tint Window Tinting are excited to offer a new product. Cool View Transitional Ceramic Window Film. Cool View adjusts to how dark it gets according to the degree of sunlight. It allows for the sun control you need only when needed. This new technology is just another reason you should call Pro Tint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage. And they're the only dealer in our area authorized for automobile application. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call Pro Tint 802-1234. That's 802-1234. Your CBD store of West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure, sample products before you buy, and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
Good morning, 717 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Former Alabama and current New York Jets defensive lineman Quinnen Williams was arrested Thursday night after attempting to board a plane with a gun. According to a report from USA Today, Williams is facing a criminal possession of a weapon charge. Around 8:15 our time last night, Williams tried to board his flight at LaGuardia when the weapon was detected. The Port Authority police said that Williams was still being processed as of late Thursday night and that the Queens District Attorney will handle the matter going forward. The Jets did not immediately respond to a request for a comment. Williams was the third overall pick in last year's NFL draft after a dominant season at Alabama. He was limited by injuries in his rookie season with New York, finished the year with 15 tackles, 13 assists, and 2.5 sacks. Longtime Philadelphia Eagles left tackle Jason Peters will test free agency for the first time in a long time. The team will release Peters from his current contract when the new league year begins on March 18th. They said that it was a mutually agreed-to decision. The 38-year-old has spent the last 11 seasons as the Eagles' starting left tackle. He was named to the Pro Bowl 7 times during that span and 9 times overall in his career. In baseball news, ESPN reports that the Los Angeles Angels have fired their longtime visiting clubhouse manager for providing ball doctoring substances to opposing pitchers. The MLB initially informed the Angels about a week ago about allegations that the manager, Brian Harkins, was providing illegal sticky substances in the visiting clubhouse that aided pitchers' abilities to grip the baseball. Harkins had been with the Angels organization for 30 years. In NBA news, free agent guard Dion Waiters is finalizing a deal to join the Los Angeles Lakers. Waiters played only 3 games this season for the Miami Heat because of suspensions and poor conditioning. In games last night, Golden State Warriors star Steph Curry played for the first time in 4 months in a 121-113 loss to Toronto.
Pascal with a mismatch on the smaller Lowry. Scott Hackett.
The 2-time MVP scored 23 points with 7 assists and 7 rebounds in his return from a broken left hand. Norman Powell scored a career-high 37 for Toronto in the Raptors' win. In other games, the LA Clippers beat Houston 120-105, Philadelphia defeated Sacramento 125-108, and Denver got past Charlotte 114-112. Tomorrow, the final day of regular season games for SEC basketball. At 11 a.m., number 17 Auburn will play in Knoxville against Tennessee. You can hear the call from Auburn's Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith right here on FM Talk 106.5. At 11:30 tomorrow, Vanderbilt hosts South Carolina. At noon, number 6 Kentucky plays at Florida. At 1 o'clock, LSU will host Georgia. At 1:30, Alabama plays at Missouri. At 3:30, Texas A&M hosts Arkansas. And to wrap up the day at 5:30, Mississippi State hosts rival Ole Miss. In college baseball, South Alabama's on the road for a 3-game series against number 10-ranked Arkansas. Game 1 is this afternoon at 3 in Fayetteville. Number 25-ranked Alabama begins a 3-game series at home tonight against Lipscomb. And number 17 Auburn begins a 3-game home series against Chicago State. South Alabama softball begins conference play with a three-game home series against Appalachian State. Game one is tonight at 6 at Jaguar Field. 720 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, man. And heads up here, too, if you got plans to come see us at the Mobile Boat Show over the next 3 days. That starts with a midday Mobile today. And you show up with that 2-inch ball and ready to haul. Take one home with you. Adopt a boat. You're going to take one home with you. Maybe an idea is to get some space cleared out to put the boat in the garage or alongside the house, wherever you're going to put your next boat. What you do, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. By the way, Trey, my buddy Trey, is like us. He's a boat person. Loves him. And he gets it. If you said, hey, man, I need you to come out to get rid of some junk around my house so I can make room for a new boat, he'd say, I get you, man. I'll be there. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It could be that. It could be stuff up the creaky attic ladder stair thing that you got to get out of the house, or a storage unit you got to empty, or something at the office. It got junk. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Pretty easy, too. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, or go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com and make an appointment, like an actual time on an actual day. And then the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK shows up. They quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done right then. Get the junk gone. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, just in time to bring a new boat home. See what I'm doing with that?
I see.
Honey, I'm cleaning up the junk. And by the way, I'm filling up that space with a new 26-foot boat. All right, 7:22, time to check our tax tips, brought to you by Byers, Byers, and Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers, and Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you drive an electric car, then you've probably heard about a credit you may qualify for from the U.S. government. Owners of cars, including the Chevrolet Bolt and the Nissan Leaf, may be eligible for up to a $7,500 federal tax credit. Remember, you only get the credit for the year you bought the car. And there's a phase-out in place that takes effect after manufacturers sell a certain number of cars. But be sure to note, Tesla and General Motors have hit that threshold. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be breezy with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands, so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department, still on the scene of an accident at Old Shell in Foreman. Also, we've got one. State troopers are working at Ashton Road and Airport. Already seeing heavy traffic now as you're traveling along Moffitt and Snow by Mary G. Montgomery. Also, as you're traveling in from the Eastern Shore, watch your speed. You've got officers near the Bayway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they've got the all-new 2020 RAV4 for just $188 a month for 36 months with $39.99 down, model number 4430. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 726 FM Talk 106.5. Check in with our buddy Larry Kirby at LCM. Beautiful weekend ahead and a great time to check out that inventory. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, John. Yes, it is. We got this new lot over here on the side, and it's completely full of 10 grand and under vehicles, and it's a mix. I mean, it's not just this or that. It's everything. Trucks, cars, sport utilities, sports cars, luxury cars, third-seaters, little trucks, big trucks, two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, so it is a great mix.
Yeah, if y'all been thinking about it, most likely it's on the lot at LCM. What we don't think about as much beforehand is financing, but y'all have done that for us.
Absolutely. We do it daily. You know, we've been doing it for years. We've got great contacts with different lenders that we can get everybody the best rate, best terms, and that saves them a lot of money over the course of a contract.
That's for sure. Give us directions to come out and see y'all.
Come see us at Highway 90 and Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Hey, by the way, I mentioned the gas prices earlier. So what they're predicting, some are predicting out there, is oil being 45, they said mid-40s. They didn't say 40, they said mid-40s a barrel.
That's
within
good.
The next month and something. All right. So that is, it's a sign of, you know, you have people worried about the economy shrinking. Think about less travel. The airlines are cutting flights right and left out there, which, by the way, this weekend, Clark Howard is on Saturdays here at FM Talk 106.5. I can't wait to hear Clark say, I found some great deals. These flights are really not booked, and you can get great deals because of coronavirus. Right now, I'd fly to Beijing. Any of y'all that have ever heard the Clark Howard show know he would do something like that. He said, I know it's not prime, but you can get a heck of a deal to go to Beijing right now.
Uh-huh. And I mean, the airplane companies, they're just losing
money. Taking it on the chin.
Left and right.
Taking it on the chin. But there are places in the market, even with all the craziness, that are not just, obviously, people that are in the making masks and gloves and possible vaccines and those kind of things, they're moving forward. But home health equipment, like workout equipment, those companies are doing quite well out there. But yeah, we started talking about gas prices earlier, and I said I think it was $2.02 a gallon I filled up for yesterday evening. Our buddy Jay says under $2 in the Dawes area this morning. And who was it that unnamed texter said gasoline selling for $1.85 at the Sam's Club in Baton Rouge? That may be making its way on to the east. Also, the fight yesterday for Murphy High School leads to students arrested and girls with brass knuckles. Give you details coming up.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man convicted of killing three Birmingham police officers has been executed despite pleas to spare his life. Nathaniel Woods died by lethal injection just after 9 o'clock Thursday night. Many advocates, including Martin Luther King Jr. III and Kim Kardashian West, called on Governor Kay Ivey to intervene. A temporary stay of execution was issued around 5:40 p.m., but was lifted 2 hours later. The families of two girls killed in a car accident last year plan to file a lawsuit against several law enforcement agencies. 15-year-old Samara Cook Gibson, 18-year-old Dalia Gibson, were killed when their car hit a utility pole on Highway 95 in Escambia County, Florida. A lawsuit was filed against Florida Highway Patrol, the Pensacola District Commander, Escambia County Coroner, and others in two funeral homes after the families learned the girls' bodies were misidentified. Two Alabama colleges make an agreement to help students wanting to earn a four-year degree. Leaders at Alabama State and Coastal Alabama Community College signed an agreement to make it easier for students to transfer credit between the schools. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes wants to help you lock them up by offering any Liberty Gun Safe purchase tax-free until March 15th. Drop by the showroom in Mobile or D'Iberville and get a discount off your Liberty Gun Safe equal to your sales tax rate. All Liberty Safes come with a lifetime transferable warranty against theft and fire. 12 months free financing and delivery is available upon request. With service after the sale, why go anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile and next to Walmart on Sangamon Boulevard in D'Iberville.
Is expected to sign an $8.3 billion measure to help tackle the coronavirus outbreak. The legislation would provide federal public health agencies money for vaccines, tests, and potential treatments. Trump had planned to sign the bill today during a visit to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, but that visit is now canceled. The White House issued a statement on that change of plans. Joe Johns has that.
It says the CDC has been proactive and prepared since the very beginning, and the president does not want to interfere with the CDC's mission to protect the health and welfare of their people and the agency.
World stock markets are down sharply again as pessimism prevails over the economic impact of the virus outbreak. European shares are down over 3% after Asia closed lower. Leading indices on Wall Street are trending downward 3%. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Koshinko with Your Money Now. The coronavirus epidemic is upending the logistics of global shipping as plunging exports from China disrupt the trade of U.S. goods, especially farm products such as fruit and meat destined for Asia. Congestion at Chinese ports and interrupted sailings have squeezed space on China-bound vessels and created a backlog of refrigerated containers used to ship fruit, meats, and other perishables on three-week voyages across the Pacific, with many stuck on the China side. The traffic jam is pushing up transportation prices for U.S. exporters and creating chaos on the heels of a painful trade war. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon is recovering from emergency heart surgery done yesterday morning, with two deputies taking over as he recuperates. The bank says the 63-year-old experienced a tear in his heart's main artery, which was detected early and treated successfully. Crude oil down $2.07 at $43.83 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-885-6633 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-885-6633. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Heck, looking out the big picture window here at the front of our studios. Great morning, Dr. Bill. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, we've got a big high pressure system out over Oklahoma that's now kind of spreading out into our area.
and should give us a nice weekend. There will be a weak upper air disturbance that will move through Saturday night, could produce some clouds, but otherwise it looks really good. Today should be sunny, about 65 degrees, a bit breezy out of the north at 10 to 20 miles an hour. But tonight we're going to get rather chilly. It looks like down around 36 to 35 degrees for tonight. And then tomorrow, well, nice day, sunny, about 62 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. And then on Sunday, expect plenty of sunshine, a little warmer, and a high in the upper 60s. After that, the moisture comes back in on Monday, but just to produce partly cloudy skies and a high in the low 70s. But then showers really come in, it looks like Monday night and Tuesday, with the best chance on Tuesday with a high temperature in the mid-70s. So we're going to warm up next week, a little bit of a cool spell over the weekend.
All right, so we got the cool weather, but we got some sun in the mix, and thank goodness we got a couple days without rain. That rain coming next week, is that another big soaker, or what do you expect from it?
It's another system that in which most of the rain will be over northern and central areas of Alabama. And although it looks like it'll move rather rapidly, and that will be a help.
Yeah, you mentioned this the other day, and I was actually talking to people as I was setting up at the boat show yesterday about this. You mentioned Birmingham's rainfall totals for 2020. Again, we usually think about Mobile, the wettest, right? But what has Birmingham gotten in rain so far?
Yeah, you're right. We normally have the large totals here in the state, but right now Birmingham is close to 25 inches of rain for the year, and there's some 14 inches above normal at this time.
Wow, no wonder we're flooded down on down on this end. Also, Dr. Bill, more information coming in from those deadly tornadoes in Nashville. What do we know?
Right now, it looks like from the survey at level 3, which means winds of 150, 165 miles per hour. That looks like there may be an occasional spot or two where it could possibly be a Category 4, but it looks like a 3, and from the pictures that we've seen so far, there's some pretty severe damage, but not quite the level that occurred in the Tuscaloosa area a few years ago where we saw at least Category 5 damage.
It's scary nonetheless, looking at that drone flyover video for sure. All right, Dr. Bill, on a happier note, big weekend ahead. Of course, we got the Mobile Boat Show. We got daylight saving time, finally getting back on DST this weekend as well. So it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, we've got some cold temperatures to start the morning on the weekend for Saturday morning. And then there's a chance of some clouds coming in just for Saturday night. But otherwise, we got quite a bit of sunshine and normal temperature. So I'm going to go with a 1.9140.
Yes.
Wow.
That's our first 1.9 of the year, right?
Looks that way, yes.
I'm talking about what a great weekend ahead. Dr. Bill, thank you so much.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with the forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. And, you know, we talk about the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac and all the places you can get it. One of the places you can get it, we'll have copies of it with us at the Mobile Boat Show. That starts up today, goes through Sunday. We'll start off our broadcast with Midday Mobile from the Boat Show today. That's at noon. And then tomorrow, a special two-hour FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Mike Ward and myself do that show usually 7 o'clock on Saturday mornings, but we'll be doing a 10 to noon show. First hour live on the radio, then Auburn basketball starts, and then Facebook Live. So you'll see it video and audio on Facebook Live at 11 as well. So come out and see us at Guides Corner. We've got Captain Bobby Arriscado, Captain Charlie Gray, Captain Richard Rutland, Captain Wayne Miller. In addition here, we've got the state record 9-point that was killed this year. It was really mainframe 8. 175-inch deer killed by Wayne Edgeworth. He's coming the whole way from Coleman, bringing that deer down. He's going to be at our booth with us, telling the story of it. He's got all kind of cool pictures as his deer got bigger. Tell you the story of his hunt. He'll be there visiting with folks, so stop by and see us for that. Plus, John Felsher, who does the outdoors tips here on FM Talk 106.5, quite a writer for outdoor stories. He's going to be there with us, and he's going to be hanging out. Our buddy Jason Smith from Fox 10 is going to be there. Dalton and I will be there, and it's a great chance to stop by and say hello and grab some FM Talk 106.5 goodies. I know Kenny Weiss from from the National Wild Turkey Federation. Stephen Daniels will be there as well. We got, I mean, get a full booth.
Why do I feel like the state record 9-point will be as popular or more popular than any of the guides?
He will be. I talked to Wayne yesterday, and he's getting down today. I said, be ready to be on your feet visiting with folks for 3 days. He said, I'm ready. So I said, that's a good thing. All right. Y'all. But when you stop by, we'll have the keychains and the huggers and all that good stuff, but we'll also have copies of the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. So come see us today, Saturday, and Sunday. 7:40, we'll check traffic next.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to tell you again today about the value of purchasing a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. In addition to the rigorous 152-point inspection and 100,000-mile factory-backed warranty, your like-new Kobe Subaru also includes roadside assistance, finance rates as low as 1.99%, as well as service loaners should you ever need one. The Kobe difference, along with these benefits from Subaru, can make your certified pre-owned Subaru purchase worry-free. Stop by our location on the I-65 Service Road or visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about the Kobe difference. Our newly expanded service hours and incredible inventory once again prove that at Kobe, it's all about you.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry, 251-747-1802, or online, makoforestry.com, and on Facebook.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Southbound 65 to Moffett Road at exit 5B. They've got an accident without injuries. Also, Schillinger Road South at York Haven Road. Both of those are going to be without injuries. One with injuries at Ashton Road at Airport. State troopers are still on the scene. The Renaissance Hotel and the Battle House Hotel and Spa are hosting a joint job fair tomorrow from 9 to 2. Applications must be completed online before attending the job fair by going to renaissancemobilejobs.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. If you understand this erratic market, what it's just done this week, please send me an email to Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com. It leaves a lot of us scratching our heads out there as we have back and forth days here. And that's probably, at least according to some smarty pants out there, that's the new norm, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the new norm. That going forward, that's the new norm. We'll see that it's going to be just all one way one day, all one way the next day.
Wild.
Yeah, it is wild. Jesse Edinger from Westwood One has more.
A plunge for stocks on Wall Street on fears that the economy will severely slow down because people will be staying home to avoid coronavirus. The Dow fell 3.5%. It was down 970 points. So with a sea of red for stocks yesterday, there were a few in the green, and they stuck out. Campbell's Soup is ramping up production as canned goods fly off shelves. Consumers are worried they're going to be home for a few weeks, so they're buying packaged goods. And also, Clorox shares, they hit an all-time high for obvious germ-killing, disinfecting, and cleaning reasons. Time to refinance. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year home loan plunged to 3.29%, the lowest level since it started tracking rates in 1971. On today's watch list, it's Jobs Friday. We get the February employment report from the government and new in theaters, Disney's Onward, and Warner Brothers' sports drama, The Way Back.
Tell you on the movie side, there are movie companies that are postponing their movie releases because they're worried that people won't want to go to a theater out there. Also looking at probably bright spots in the market. I was looking at Peloton the other day, doing quite well, as I guess people want to work out at the house.
Yeah, that is something that I did not foresee, which is probably why I haven't made a fortune in the stock market.
Some other coronavirus takeaways here. This is number one. We mentioned it earlier this hour. I'd like to hear from you on this, on the text line, because there's a survey out there that says 40% of Americans said that people that are in quarantine from coronavirus should be forced to wear GPS trackers, like ankle monitors that they put on criminals and prisoners and all that. Also, WebMD's symptom checker site has seen a crazy amount of traffic because of the outbreak. So many people are checking symptoms. The number of visits has jumped 67,000% since January. 67,000. That's a pretty good increase there. And by the way, this has to be said. The vodka brand Tito's has come out yesterday telling people not to use Tito's vodka to make hand sanitizer.
There's not enough alcohol in it.
Good Housekeeping ran an article on how to make your own and claimed that all you had to do is combine vodka, aloe, and essential oils. Of course, essential oils, right? But the hand sanitizer has to be 60% alcohol to be effective. Most vodkas are 40% alcohol. Tito's says it could have boosted their sales, but they didn't want people wasting vodka. Good for you, Tito's.
Is it time to bring moonshiners back?
They've never gone away, my friend. But good for Tito's.
Yes.
Good for Tito's. Celebrate their good choice if you drink vodka by buying their vodka. Good for them. All right, 7:45. We'll check in with Dalton for sports coming up, and news is next.
What is today? Today's the day you do absolutely nothing. Put it on silent nothing, because you aren't one to let chore time get in the way of your time. And that's why you use Echo Outdoor Power Equipment. Save 15% on select Echo Pro Grade string trimmers, chainsaws, and blowers during the Echo one-day sales event, and take the hassle out of yard work.
Visit Baldwin Tractor and Equipment on Friday, March 6th from 8 to 5 and take advantage of 15% off select Echo products. That's Friday the 6th at Baldwin Tractor and Equipment on Highway 59 in Robertsdale.
Talking with my friend Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and we were talking about getting your yard and landscape done and finished and looking perfect, but you said there's another step.
In my opinion, okay. The icing on the cake really is landscape lighting, especially right now. I mean, it's dark at 5:30, and if you want to extend the enjoyment of that new front yard or backyard, or if you just want to wow everyone.
Yeah, you want to show it off. I'll say it.
Landscape lighting really is the best way. In a number of ways, we do that with uplighting the trees and path lights and backlighting a couple of different things. I mean, it really is the icing on the cake.
Y'all are very specific about that. It's not just throwing some lights out there. There's reasons to put a light here, there, and somewhere else.
Right. There's a science to it, and we don't want it to look like a runway. So, you know, we take design elements into it. And another thing is that the landscape lighting now is all LED, so it's lasting much longer. It's using a tenth of the power, and it's about half the price it used to be about 10 years ago.
All right. We want to get lit up. Let's give you a call. How do we get in touch?
You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit forklifthunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The first case of coronavirus has been reported in the News 5 viewing area. Santa Rosa County man in his 70s is being treated at Baptist Hospital in Pensacola. He had traveled internationally and is reportedly too sick to answer questions, but is isolated inside the hospital. 9 Florida residents have tested positive for the virus. 5 of those are quarantined outside the state. A murder suspect is in Metro Jail this morning awaiting a bond hearing. 26-year-old Christopher Kern is accused of beating a woman to death with a baseball bat. Deputies say it happened as the victim was in her own bed. Deputies identified the victim as Latasha Johnson. When they arrived, Kern was still there and was arrested. Deputies say they've been called to that same home in Irvington 3 times in the past year for domestic violence calls. Friends, family, and fellow officers gathered at Olive Baptist Church to honor Officer Stephen Grogan Thursday. The Pensacola police officer died last week after battling an aggressive form of brain cancer for the second time. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Chris Francis, board certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care. Online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
Good morning, 7:49, FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Former Alabama and current New York Jets defensive lineman Quinnen Williams was arrested on Thursday night after attempting to board a plane with a gun. According to a report from USA Today, Williams is facing a criminal possession of a weapon charge. Around 8:15 our time last night, Williams tried to board his flight at LaGuardia when the weapon was detected. The Port Authority police said that Williams was still being processed as of late last night and that the Queens District Attorney will handle the matter going forward. The Jets did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Williams was the third overall pick in last year's NFL draft after a dominant season at Alabama. He was limited by injuries in his rookie season with New York, finishing the year with 15 tackles, 13 assists, and 2.5 sacks. Longtime Philadelphia Eagles left tackle Jason Peters will test free agency for the first time in a long time. The team will release Peters from his current contract when the new league year begins on March 18th. They said that it was a mutually agreed-to decision. The 38-year-old has spent the last 11 seasons as the Eagles' starting left tackle. He was named to the Pro Bowl 7 times during that span and 9 times overall in his career. In baseball news, ESPN reports that the Los Angeles Angels have fired their longtime visiting clubhouse manager for providing ball-doctoring substances to opposing pitchers. The MLB initially informed the Angels about a week ago about allegations that the manager, Brian Harkins, was providing illegal sticky substances in the visiting clubhouse that aided pitchers' abilities to grip the baseball. Harkins had been with the Angels organization for 30 years. In the NBA last night, Golden State Warriors star Steph Curry played for the first time in 4 months in a 121-113 loss to Toronto.
Pascal with a mismatch on the smaller Lowry. Scott Hockett.
The two-time MVP scored 23 points with 7 assists and 7 rebounds in his return from a broken left hand. Norman Powell scored a career-high 37 for Toronto in the Raptors' win. In other games, the LA Clippers beat Houston 120-105, Philadelphia defeated Sacramento 125-108, and Denver got past Charlotte 114-112. Tomorrow, the final regular season games in SEC basketball. At 11 a.m., number 17, Auburn, will play in Knoxville against Tennessee. You can hear the call from Auburn's Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith right here on FM Talk 106.5. At 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, Alabama will play at Missouri. In college baseball, South Alabama's on the road for a 3-game series against number 10-ranked Arkansas. Game 1 is this afternoon at 3 in Fayetteville. Number 25, Alabama, begins a 3-game series at home tonight against Lipscomb. And number 17, Auburn, begins a 3-game home series against Chicago State. South Alabama softball begins conference play with a 3-game home series against Appalachian State. Game 1 is tonight at 6 at Jaguar Field. 7:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, we are seeing delays now from Spring Hill and Mobile Street, also Old Shell, Airport, and University. And again, the couple of accidents we've gotten in final clearing stages, including southbound 65 to Moffett Road, just off of exit 5B, and Schillinger Road South at York Haven Road. The newly designed Deep South Speedway, the Palace of Speed, is opening up next Saturday, March 14th in Locksley. It's a brand new dirt track design with 9 different classes running on the first night, and children 7 and under are free. See them on Facebook, Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be breezy with temperatures in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 7:55 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Friday's when we check in with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. How's it going over there?
Man, it's good. It'd be much better, though, if I had today's recipe already prepared and sitting in a box here in the studio. You got some cookies for us to cook.
Man, you know, I'm always liking cookies. You know, it's kind of one of my... That and strawberry shortcake, you know what I mean?
Pretty good stuff.
It's that time of year.
So talk about making these cookies with us. I mean, there's making chocolate chip cookies, and then there's what you're doing here, which is a gourmet angle on this.
Well, you know, it's not too tough to make your own cookie dough. You know, you just got to have a couple of pieces of equipment, like an electric mixer, you know, and a good spoon, you know. So I get me a couple of cups of flour, you know, all-purpose flour, and a mix it with some cocoa powder and some baking soda and a little salt, and I whisk that together, and then I get out the old electric mixer and I beat some white sugar and some brown sugar, and I get some shortening, like Crisco shortening, you know, and I give me a couple of tablespoons of that and some butter, and I mix that up with my electric mixer in the bowl until it's all fluffy, and then I add some egg and a little vanilla extract, and then I stir all that in, and then I fold in some little white chocolate, I like that Lindt type chocolate, some really nice rich chocolate, you know, and I put some chopped up pecans in it and mix it all up, and then I just dobble it on my little sheet pans, you know, you spread out the cookies a couple inches apart from each other, otherwise they'll grow together and you'll have one big cookie cake instead of a bunch of individual cookies. And I bake it in the oven at about 350 for 10 or 12, 13 minutes, whatever it takes, have soft or hard you like them, and next thing you know, you're eating what I call my black and white chocolate chunk cookies. You know, it's pretty good stuff.
It sounds like it. Even better, of course, is when you cook that stuff for us. That and the hundreds of other recipes with Naaman's Catering. Talk about folks who want to get a event booked with you. Want maybe even to pick up some y'all make and we bake recipes. How do they get in touch?
Hey, listen, man. Just a quick phone call. 473-3900, and man, we'll fix you up. You know, it's not so much going on this weekend, the boat show, the chili cook-off. If you're going to be downtown, might as well take in both of them, you know.
Yep.
I mean, you know, we call it March Madness, not just because of basketball, but there's so much fun and activity going on around the city. You got the chocolate festival later on this month, the festival flowers, the Azalea Trail Run. You got fundraisers like Dancing with the Stars at McGill and all kind of other events. And so it's just a great month of March. We'll see some strawberries coming out pretty soon. Of course, I want you to make my cookies every weekend for the next few weeks anyhow. So call us 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namenscatering.com. Hey, man, get out and enjoy the weather, okay?
We will do it, Alec. We appreciate it. As always, we'll check back with you soon.
Sounds great, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering checking in. And, yeah, big weekend ahead. You got the Mobile Boat Show. We'll be there for 3 days. Of course, chili cook-off. You've got daylight saving time coming up, which makes me happy. Mm-hmm. I'm glad when we get back. It's the best time to be, daylight saving time.
Get longer hours, right?
Well, at least more time of daylight in the evening.
Right, like which that. Is when we'd be able to get
that. That'd be correct. All right, coming up next hour, talk about the coronavirus and an issue. Number one, we have somebody in a hospital in Pensacola with coronavirus, and we have people from right here in South Alabama, half a world away, that are being quarantined in a hotel in Israel because of coronavirus. Give you more of that coming up in just a second.